Right, I'd like to say Paul Rowley joins me. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this season. Paul, before we start, I just want to congratulate you. You were nailed in the top six. Nobody thought you were going to do it, but you just continue to prove people wrong, as does this team.
Yeah, it's always rewarding, isn't it, when people write you off. So and it's never our motivation. You know, again, we always say, well, under promise, over deliver, and that's what we always try and do. I guess one day it will get us, but it's not this year, so we go again. And so we're really pleased that we've cemented our place in the top six and get to, well, bought a ticket to the big show. So like I said in there, we just need to cash it in.
A thoroughly professional performance. I know Hull FC have got injuries and things like that, but it's not your concern that you came here and could have been nervous, but you seemed settled from minute one, and you were ruthless tonight.
Yeah, you can't disguise the fact that Hull have had a poor year, and that the team on paper was a bit all over the place, and not, you know, there weren't many 1-13s in there. But however, the players that were playing and pulling on the Hull shirt individually were good players. The challenge for us then was to be, because we're good players as well, is to be a good team and connected. And I think that's where we always had the edge on them. And I thought we've put a professional, connected performance together, built on a tough mentality, which was really important to us.
Sometimes it's easy for teams to take off the gas in games. Like, I didn't think you did. You kept going, didn't you? You kept the foot on the throat. I mean, Joe Mellor rolling back the years with this performance.
Yeah.
How good was it to see Brad Singleton score? Because he wasn't going to be denied tonight. He was like a train going through.
Yeah, I think the last 2 weeks in particular, I started Middlesbrough. Both Gill and Brad have really started strong for us. And Ollie P does what Ollie P does. So I think, again, it's been a team performance, and we can single people out. It's difficult, but you named a couple of good ones there, and Timmy was awesome on edges, but Joe Mellor just keeps doing his bit, doesn't he? He's great. So what I'll say is, I really do think a huge difference for us today was the fans. I just thought it was incredible, and in particular in the warm up. If anybody lacked a little bit of lack of focus or needed waking up, I just thought the numbers and the noise from the fans was fantastic today. I thought that you made a huge difference too, and give us an extra bit of motivation, extra, if there ever a moment where we could switch off, they didn't allow that, and we appreciate that.
Somebody said a few weeks ago about being soulless at Salford, and I was going to mention that the other week, and I forgot the connection that this group of players have with the supporters. I've never seen anything like that before. You know, they bang the drum with them, you've got Logan Lewis, there's so many characters in that team, that bond with the fans is magical.
With Jamie Peacock, weren't it, said we only win at home because it's soulless. Like I said, it's a rude comment, but it's definitely not soulless. We have got characters and we've got good supporters. So, we've won games this year because we've been bent our back and we've worked hard and we've achieved against all the odds. It's easy to sit and throw stones, isn't it, sometimes, when I think everybody in life needs to realise, to get anywhere, you also need a little bit of luck. And people need to realise that. And be a little bit more gracious. So, I concern myself with our bunch of lads. We know what we've got. You get good moments in rugby careers, and you get good moments in a week of a rugby player. But what we tend to get is a good week and a good year. We enjoy each other's company every day. It's not just about the moments. We have a good week and a good year and a good month. So we've got a group that enjoy being together, and it gets us through. It gets us through and helps us overachieve time and time again. We'll just keep going with head down.
You have to refocus a bit for next week. You've been moved to Thursday night at Wigan. Nice to go there and spoil their party, won't it?
It'd be great. It's hit us with a short turnaround. We're an older squad. We've got players who, like Callum and Sneeder, who can't play the start of next season because of the too many minutes played. So we'll have a good think on the way back how we approach that game. So we'll have a go out whole hog, or we'll go the other way and commit to preparing for our first playoff game, and regardless of where that is, home or away, or who that's against. I'm not sure yet. I'll have a good think on that one.
Clean bill of health with injuries this week?
Yeah, not bad. Logan got some exposure after his injury. pulled up a little bit ginger there, so we managed to get him off okay. Callum, we managed to give some rest there, so that was good. We had the luxury of that. So yeah, we're good. We're a fit squad, which is good at this time of year, obviously.
And you've still got that glint in your eye, Paul. Thank you very much for speaking to me, mate, and I'll see you next Thursday. Cheers, congratulations,
Paul. Thank you.